The last number of Lav, the third parak of Menaches, are devoted to the sugis of Stam. Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah. We saw yesterday the Gemara Menaches Lamedeis and Medeis is talking specifically about Sirtut, about making the lines, making sure that the parchment is lined. That way the writing will be smooth and neat. Do you need Sirtut for Stam or not? The Gemara says yes and no, and no comment. The Gemara says, Lahalacha, Lamedeis and Medeis and Maseches Menaches, Mezuzah does require sirtut. Tefillin do not require sirtut when you write the parshas for tefillin. Sefer Torah, the Gemara never addressed directly. So the Sefer Torah becomes machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. So Tosfos, the top Tosfos we began to look at yesterday, top Tosfos on the days of the days of Maseches Menaches says that they believe that Sefer Torah does not require sirtut, only mezuzah needs sirtut. Rashi disagrees. They're disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi had held that Sefer Torah does require sirtut. L'may nafkamina. Well, the most obvious nafkamina is right. But when you write a Sefer Torah, what do? You have to misartate the cloth before you write a Sefer Torah, or not? But then Tosfos points out that this is also relevant. Probably you understand our Gemara in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara, Daf Zayin Beis, the end of the first paragraph of Megillah, says that Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Zayin Beis. The Gemara said Divrei Shalom V'Emes teaches me that you need Sirtut. That Megillah needs Sirtut. Can I help you?
Well, no, he asked for Sirtut.
And you draw the lines to make to score the lines with a razor. To make it into lined parchment. So the Gemara had said that Megillah needs Sirtut just like Amita Shel Torah. So what does Amita Shel Torah mean? So Rashi holds that means like a Sefer Torah, because Rashi holds a Sefer Torah requires Sirtut. Tosfos holds Sefer Torah doesn't, it's not even true. Sefer Torah doesn't even require Sirtut at all. So Rashi had said that Megillah requires Sirtut like a Sefer Torah. Tosfos says, no, Megillah requires Sirtut like a mezuzah. And we discussed yesterday the significance of what Tosfos is saying, that to describe, to assume, when the Gemara says the MS, meaning Amita Shel Torah, the truth of Torah, that phrase, according to Tosfos, is a reference to mezuzah specifically. Why? Because Tosfos said, because mezuzah is a core dense presentation of Ikar Yemuna. Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim. Interesting, you said that it may impact how we look at Megillah. That Megillah is also a dense presentation of Ikar Yemuna to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in the world. But let's turn our attention back to Rashi. Because Rashi had said that that the Gemara is darshining, just like Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, so does Megillah. And there are at least two problems with that. Both rooted, aside from the question of does Sefer Torah require Sirtut or not at all, but even if you assume like Rashi, Sefer Torah does require Sirtut, this it's still a problem. Why? Because while the Gemara on Daf Tezayin had focused on Divrei Shalom V'Emes, the Gemara on Yotess, I mean, now at the beginning of the second parak, had focused on Sefer versus Igeres. On the one hand, the Psukim right nearby, also at the end of the ninth parak of the Megillah. On the one hand, the Megillah refers to itself as a Sefer, something formal. On the other hand, it's an Igeres. And the Gemara had said, that teaches me about the Tefirah Begidim, that you need to stitch the Megillah with Gidin, with animal fibers, with nerves, just as you do a Sefer Torah. Not as much as a Sefer Torah, it's Nikri Sigaris, but you need a little bit. A Sefer Torah has to be fully stitched with Gidin. You can't use any cotton thread. Megillah could be a mix. But again, the way we compare it to Sefer Torah is Sefer. So two problems. Problem number one is, this is a little bit redundant. We have three different drushes. Sefer, Igeres, and Divrei Shalom V'Emes. According to Rashi, both this and this mean like a Sefer Torah. So why do we need two different ways of saying like a Sefer Torah? These aren't two examples. They're two different words that compare. Right? Two different ways of saying this is like Megillah is like a Sefer Torah. So number one, why do we need two different drushes? Just why, according to Rashi, let's learn Sirta from Sefer also. Problem number one. Problem number two is not only the two different drushes, but here it was half and half. It's Sefer, but also Igeris. So it needs Tfira Begidin, but not 100%. Not 100% like a Sefer Torah, a little bit. Sefer Torah light. That's what the Gemara is in Daf Yutes Aleph. But in Daf Tes Zayin, it wasn't Sefer Torah light. It wasn't, oh, Sefer Torah needs full Sirtut, so Megillah needs a little bit of Sirtut. No. Sefer Torah needs full Sirtut, Megillah needs full Sirtut. Dirisham V'yemes, we didn't say Dirisham V'yemes, but on the other hand, it's called Nigeris. So two inconsistencies, Lefi Rashi, between these two Gemaras. Again, according to Tosis, this Gemara isn't about Sefer Torah. According to Tosis, the Gemara in Tes Zayin is about Mezuzah. So, Lo Karav Zeh El Zeh, unrelated. But according to Rashi, both of them are about Sefer Torah. So why do I need two different words, two different terms to say the Sefer Torah? And why is it that here it's 100% comparison, Dirishon V'yemes, period, whereas here it's Sefer, but on the other hand, he gets two problems with Shitas Rashi. Even if you're going to accept that Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, the way the Gemara is saying of the Drushas is puzzling. Yeah, Dildo, what's the question?
Do you want Sirtut? I don't know if it's
I'm sorry?
Isn't it easier to write
that? It might make it easier. You might want... You could volunteer. You say you could volunteer to do Sirtut. True. Yeah. Right? Tosis and Menachem discusses, do we volunteer Sirtut and Sefer Torah? Do we not? Do we volunteer a little bit? It might make it easier for the Sofer. It might come up prettier.
How would it never sideways?
You're allowed to do Sirtut. Rashi agrees you're allowed to do. I mean, seriously, Tosis agrees you're allowed to do Sirtut for Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to.
How would you write sideways? Like, how would you write perfectly straight in the line?
It probably won't be perfectly straight. It'll be a little messier.
It also takes time to make the line.
You might not have a blade. Let's say you have a quill and you have parchment, you have ink, but you don't have your blade. Do you have to wait until I get a blade so I can do the sirtut? No, just start. Okay, it won't be as pretty today. It won't be mahudar, which is unfortunate, but still kasher. Is it kasher or is it not even kasher? But you're right. There may be reasons you might opt to do it, but the question is, are you mechuyev? Are you mechuyev? Yeah, question.
What was the thing like the animal stitching that a sefer Torah required?
The Gemara on Daf Yotes in Megillah talks about the fact that when you can't write a Sefer Torah or a Megillah on a single piece of parchment, parchment is natural origin, it comes from an animal. So the animal's only so large and your handwriting is only so small. So you're going to need multiple pieces of parchment. So the question is, how do you insert multiple pieces of parchment into a single cheftz of a Sefer? So the answer is, you do tefir in Sefer Torah, you have to stitch it, and specifically you have to stitch it with gidim of an animal. The question is, how about a Megillah? So you say, well, Megillah is sort of like a Sefer Torah. It's called a Sefer, but it's also called Igeres, which is a non-Sefer, just a letter, casual. Not even business casual. So the answer is it's business casual. It's chatzi chatzi. Chatzi chatzi. Doesn't feel like shirt. You don't need a tie, you got to be tucked in. Right? That's what the Megillah is. Business casual. Sefer, but Igeres. But the problem is, when it comes to Dirishon V'yemes, it's all business. There's no casual. We didn't say a little bit of Sirtut. We said full Sirtut. So according to Tosfos, that's an equation to mezuzah, unrelated. But according to Rashi, it's also an equation to Sefer Torah. What's going on? What's going on? So we left off yesterday by beginning to look at the Rambam. Namely, we left off yesterday with the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin, and that's going to vault us into the Rambam in Hilchas Megillah. Let's take a quick peek. You have it in front of you. Parak Aleph Alam Yibayz Hilchas Tefillin. Halacha Moshe Misinai Shein Tosin Sefer Torah Bela Mezuzah Ela B'Sir Tos. Rambam passes number one, clearly like Rashi against Tosos, that Sefer Torah does require Sirtut. He's absolutely unambiguous. He leaves nothing to the imagination. Very clear. Mezuzah needs Sirtut, Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, Halacha Moshe Misinai, but not Tefillin. The Brisker Rambam is bothered that the Rambam should have stopped here. Avot Tefillin ain't to be considered to it. Period. Done. Halacha Moshe Sinai says mezuzah needs tzirtut. Halacha Moshe Sinai says sefer Torah needs tzirtut. Halacha Moshe Sinai never said anything about tefillin. We don't usually make mamotzinus by Halacha Moshe Sinai. Whatever Halacha Moshe Sinai says, it says. Halacha Moshe Sinai are usually not expandable in the way that psukim and drashas from psukim are. There's no need for explanation. That's the day. You can store your lunch. Thank you so much. But the Rambam didn't leave well enough alone. The Rambam felt the need to give an explanation. He said, oh, tefillah doesn't need tzirtut. Do you know why? L'fi shehein mechupin. Because it's covered over. Because the klaf, when the tefillah are in use, when the tefillah are operational, the klaf is always covered. Mezuzah doesn't have to be covered. It can also be covered with a transparent case. Shulchan Aruch even recommend covering with a transparent case in most cases. Like, say, for Torah, you can uncover. But tefillin are alpidin required to be encased in something made of leather, which by definition is going to be opaque. So tefillin are mechupin. Okay. So we understand what the words Rambam said, but we don't understand why and where it's going. A double question of why. Number one, why do you need to give any explanation? It seems unnecessary. And also, why does the explanation help? It seems insufficient. So it's mechupin. And therefore, what does that do with the price of tea in China? This, because of mechupin, therefore you don't do sirta. Sirta has to do with what? With having the access to fresh air? What does this mean? What does this mean? So already the Rambam is getting us thinking. Something is afoot. Something is afoot in the Rambam. We do see that the Rambam is aligned with Rashi in terms of Sefer Torah requiring sirta. So the Brisker Rav suggests, in the first shtickle in Hilchas Megillah, Brisker Rav suggests, you know, we might do well to take a look at how the Rambam quotes the Dinin of Megillah. So let's take a look together. I want you to bear in mind, we've discussed this in the past. It's always important. You can't learn a Rishon well without being sensitive to what type of sefer, what genre of sefer he was writing. If you don't understand what the sefer is, then you're not going to know which yukim to make, what to be sensitive to. So it's always important to remember that most of the Rishonim that you're looking at and learning at this point in your life are in the style, the format of Chidushim al Seder Hashas, Perish al Hashas, Chidushim al Hashas, Rashi, Tosfos, Rajba, Ramban, Ritva, and so on and so forth. But the Rambam wasn't doing that. The Rambam was writing a code of law. He was writing a Sefer Halacha, specifically a Sefer of Maskanos. And he tells us briefly in the introduction to Mishnah Torah, and he writes it more extensively in a letter that he wrote afterwards. After he published the Mishnah Torah, we know of the letter that he wrote to Rabbi Pinchas Hadayan, who seems to have been a Talmud or quasi-Talmud of his. He wrote him a letter about the Mishnah Torah and about the process of writing the Mishnah Torah. A lot of fascinating insights, one of which is, he tells a fascinating story about where he forgot where a Rambam came from.
The Rambam himself
forgot, yes, it's been published. And it's widely available. So one of the things he tells a number of fascinating points. One of them is that every line in the Mishnah Torah, unless otherwise specified, he's quoting some line from Chazal. He has a very broad corpus. It might be a Mishnah or a Gemara or a Tosafta or Yerushalmi or some Medrash Halacha. But everything, if he doesn't say, it seems to me, if he doesn't say Yeroy Ali, or he doesn't say my Rebbeim said or the Gaonim said, anything, that's 99.99% of Mishnah Torah is direct quotes from sources in Chazal. The Rambam's Chidushim, therefore, are to be presented very subtly. It's either going to be what he leaves out, or the way he quotes something. He's not going to make a point of, oh, I think the Gemara means X. He's just going to say it over. If you're sensitive, you know, well, what's it? What was he saying? How did he say it? He doesn't highlight his chidushim. You feel that the onus is on us, the responsibility is on us, to look carefully. It's true with the contemporary rebbeim also. Sometimes some rebbeim will be very dramatic and highlight with great energy that this is a massive kasha. I am going to tell you an enormous chiddush. And some rabbis have a different style. They just, you know, present it as a sugya. If you're just sort of listening along and not looking inside, not chazing afterwards, you just stand up, okay, they set it over. You chaz right after you look at the Rashba, he goes, what second? I didn't think that's the Rashba man. He just presented as though it just everything was so simple, but they were allowed traditionally. That was a very sophisticated view of the Rashba, but presented something. So that's very much a Rambam style in the Mishnah Torah. So let's take a look. So again, we're going to want to look, number one, always ask yourself, every line of the Rambam, that's a quote from which Makor and Chazal, and how is he saying it? Halachas Kas, and you know. Parag Beis and Hilchos Megillah. Zok the Rambam. Ein kosev is halacha tes. Ein kosev is al Megillah el vidyo al ha-gvil al ha-klav kisei pritom. You can only write a Megillah with Dio ink. You can't choose just any ink. You have to have the official ink, Dio. It has to be on particular types of parchment, gvil or klav. Those refer to two different ways of preparing leather in certain departments. Like a Sefer Torah, the same standard as a Sefer Torah. And he says, well, there are other inks you can use as well. You can sell them in the Afatza, Kankanta, also kosher. But Sharma and Sivan to use other inks, Psula, no good. And then he goes on to say, Utsricha, Sirtun, the Torah Atsa. And it also requires Sirtun, just like Torah itself. And then he goes on to some other halachas of the skin. You know, do you need ibuz l'shmar or not? When you process the raw skin into the parchment, so the chemical processing, the tanning process, you call it ibuz, doesn't require l'shmar. Not if you have to make it with intent that it's going to be a Megillah or not. Okay. Now let's pick up. Halacha here talks about the writing, how clear the writing is. So halacha test is about basic materials, the ink and the parchment. The parchment, how you make the parchment. Halacha Yud is about the lettering, the writing. We're going to skip Halacha Yud for now. Let's look at Halacha Yud Aleph. Now that I already have, I prepared the raw materials in Halacha Tes, the ink of the parchment. Halacha Yud, I actually used the ink on the parchment and wrote letters. But then the third step, Halacha Yud Aleph, is how do I put those pieces together, how do I bind them into a single sefer. A Megillah, Halacha Yud Aleph. A Megillah Tzricha Tefira. Actually, if you call Aroseha Megillah Achas. They have to be sewn into a single scroll. You can't just have a stack of sheets of parchment. That's not a Kasher Megillah. You have to be Mitzarif into a single Kapsa. How? Through Tefira. And what do you do the Tefira with? Ve'en Esperes. Tana goes on to say Lachid Aleph. Ve'en Esperes Ela Ve'Gidin Kisei Vetar. You can only stitch it with Gidin, with what the DJ brought in for us to see yesterday, with animal fibers, with nerves. You can't, and Tefar Shalom, Gidin Sula. You just went to your sewing kit and took out a roll of royal purple cotton thread, or white cotton thread, or any color cotton thread, or linen thread. No good. But then he goes on to quote, the Gemara said, in the Torah list first, Kol Ayriya B'Gidin K'Sefer Torah, doesn't have to be mamish like a Sefer Torah, 100% Gidin, you could have some yes, and some not, the Pnei Shenikrei Svigeres.
So what did Rambam tell us? What did Rambam tell us? Rambam told us about Halacha Tes, he told us about the ink, he told us about the type of parchment that you use, right? And then he told us about the sirtos. And he spoke about ibud l'shmo. We're not going to focus so much on the ibud l'shmo. Okay, those are all the dinim of the raw materials, the ink of the parchment. Halacha Yud, he spoke about the exivus osios. Okay, also not our focus right now. Halacha Yud Aleph, he spoke about the tefirah. And specifically, tefirah begin. Okay, nice, logical progression. And how many of these items did he say are comparable to Sefer Torah? Which ones did he say are comparable to Sefer Torah?
The Sirtut.
The Sirtut he says is like a Sefer Torah. Good.
Ink.
What else?
Ink.
The ink. Good. What else?
Parchment.
The parchment.
Ibn
Shmuel. I don't think he did. Take a look. Maybe. Correct me if I'm wrong. See if he also says also not. But then Tefira Begidin. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tefira Begidin,
right. Tiri Begin, you also mentioned Igeris, right? Now, do you notice anything interesting about how the Rambam refers to each of those four items when he compares them to Sefer Torah? Look carefully. Eina Pekita. Look with a close eye. Look inside and look carefully. Do you notice any irregularity in how the Rambam describes these four items as being like a Sefer Torah? If you look, you'll see it. One of these four is not like the other. When he says that the ink is like a Sefer Torah, what language does he use? Sefer Torah. When he says the parchment is like Sefer Torah. When he talks about Tfir Begidin, he says Sefer Torah and as and Igaris. When he talks about Sirtut, he says Ketorah Atzma. So the Brisker said, well, that's interesting. What changed? Ketorah Torah, Ketorah Torah, Ketorah Torah, Ketorah Atzma. Now, if you look back at the Gemaras, you'll notice not only does the Rambam use a different terminology in describing the Sefer Torah comparison by Sirtut as opposed to everything else, who else used different terminology in the Sefer Torah comparison by Sirtut? The Gemara. According to Rashi. Because when it came to Gidin, we said, Nikrei Sefer, Ke Sefer Torah. But when it came to Sirtu, we didn't say, that was Tosis' Kasha. But you have another Drusha. Why do you need to have Divisho on the Emes? Why just use Sefer? Well, the same way the Gemara pulls out a different Drusha for the Sefer Torah comparison when it comes to Sirtu, so does the Rambam. So Briskov says, that's interesting. So Rambam did notice this. The Tosis presents as a Kasha against Rashi. Rambam and Rashi are aligned. The Rambam embraced it. What does it mean? I mean, it's like Torah itself. Not like a Sefer Torah. Like Torah itself. Or if you will, like the essence of Torah. So they have to use the ink they use, the same ink they use for a Sefer Torah. The parchment, same as the parchment used for a Sefer Torah. What you stitch it with, or you'd say how you bind it, the ink, the paper, in our terminology, the ink, the paper, and the binding are like a Sefer Torah. But the Sirtut is like the Torah itself. So here's something interesting. Let's take a look at Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi begins the Sefer Megillah. It says Aleph Amud Beis. In the Maseches Yerushalmi Megillah, when the Yerushalmi is printed, typically, unlike the Bavli, which is traditionally printed with Daf Beis, the Yerushalmi is, like the Rif, traditionally printed with Daf Aleph. So here's the Aleph on Beis. You should also know, as an aside, when you Bavlis are invariably, in the last 500 years, always quoted as by the blot. And the Beis Yosef, right, he starts talking about which leaf, Aleh Lamed Beis. And that's been universal for many centuries. But Yerushalmi is sometimes quoted by the block, and sometimes just quoted by the Perek and the Halacha. Each Mishnah, each Halacha is numbered. So this should either be referred to as Perek Aleph, Reish Halacha Aleph, or be referred to as Aleph Amud Beis. On the bottom comments, I gave you both. As you learn, sometimes you'll see both conventions. Either way, take a look here. Take a look here. Yerushalmis are often more clipped. Yerushalmis are often more terse, less wordy than the Bavli. Rabbi Chelbo, Rabbi Yassa, B'shem Reb Lezer. They even cut a letter. The word Elazar became Lazar. And the word Omar doesn't appear. It said Omar Rabbi Chelbo, Omar Rabbi Yossi. No, it's just Rabbi Chelbo, Rabbi Yassa, B'shem Reb Lezer. Ne'emar kan dibeshom v'emes. V'ne'emar lahalan, emes k'nei v'al timka. The Yerushalmi presents this dibeshom v'emes as though it's a dibeshom. In Sefer Esther, Megillas Esther, you see the word emes, Divrei Shalom, the emes, and in Mishle, emes kenei ba'al timkar. Shalom Aleph gives good advice, wise counsel, seek to acquire truth, and don't sell it away.
Don't throw away what you learned. Seek to learn more. Don't seek to get rid of what you learned. Emes kenei ve'al timta. Buy emes. Don't sell it away. Harehi tamidu shel Torah. So what do you see? That Megillah, the Rishon Emes, is like the Emes of Torah, like Emes Kaneva Altin Kar. Ma'azu Tricha Sirtut, Abzu Tricha Sirtut. We'll stop there for a moment. But so far, Yerushalmi basically said what Bobby said. Right. One thing that's changed already is in terms of Rashi versus Tosfos, is it still in the Bavli, it was very ambiguous. What does Amita Shel Torah mean? Rashi says it means the Sefer Torah. Tosfos says no, it means the mezuzah. It's not really clear what Amita Shel Torah means. Can you tell? Are there more clues in the Yerushalmi?
It's basically passing the Mishnah before the Torah.
Yeah, Emes Kenei. That part of the Mishnah is not talking about a mezuzah. It's talking about learning Torah in general. Emes Kenei Val Tinder. Learn Torah, not just learn one paragraph in Vaschan and one paragraph in Eket. Torah, all of Torah. Learn Torah. Become a big Talmud Chacham. So this Yerushalmi may have been why the Rambam threw his weight behind Rashi instead of Tosfos, because Yerushalmi makes it pretty clear that this MS we're talking about is Torah in general. In which case, that alone is a raya that Sefer Torah requires Sirta. Good. Then the Biskrup says, we're just getting started. The best is yet to come. Because while the Bavli only made an equation, the difference on the MS only with respect to one din, Sirta, Yerushalmi says a second aspect. You know what else Megillah's Esther shared with Torah based on Divrei Shalom V'Emes? Ma'azu Mikuli Daresh, Abzu Mikuli Daresh. Just like Sukkim and Chumash are darshanable, so too Sukkim and Megillah's Esther are Nitnuli Daresh, are darshanable. I can darsh this, for instance, we'll get maybe closer to the Purim, open up Megillah Dav Zayim and Aleph. At the bottom, the Gemara starts handling about, you know, Matanza Avyana Mishloch Manos. How many people do you have to give Matanza Avyana to? How many people do you give Mishloch Manos to? Ishvari Ehu is singular, Avyonim is plural, but you need two manos to one person because Manos is plural, and so on and so forth. We can derive dinim from careful reading of the psukim of Megillah Esther. Why? Because Rishami says, because it's compared to Amita Shel Torah, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Just like Bereishis Shemot Nechem Aviv Bezvarim on Nidli Daresh, so to Esther Nidli Daresh. Huh. Let me ask you a question. Does that have to do with how you... We look at this board, all these things have to do with how you write a Megillah. How to make it, I'm going to take you through, how you make a Megillah. Ink, parchment, and then you write, and then you bind the sheets together, and you have a Megillah. That Megillah you can take to shul. That Megillah you can take to the hospital, lay for people who are bedridden. Nitnali Darish, does that fit into that list? Or not? But the Yerushalmi is adding. How is that very different from this list? When you darshan, when the Akiva sits down to darshan a din from Pasuk and Chumash, is he mechuyah to open up a Sefer Torah and look in the Sefer Torah as he darshans? I don't think so. You may want to check. If you know the Pesukim, you may know the Pesukim. It's not about a physical Sefer. Nitnali Darish is not a property of a physical Sefer Torah. Let's say you had a possible Sefer Torah. You know that this sheet is, you're missing a sheet. This sheet is accurate, but the Sefer Torah is possible. Are you allowed to darshan? Of course. Nidli Daresh is not a quality of a particular physical document. Nidli Daresh is a quality of the text of those five svarim. Our gracious Shemot, the Ikram Midbadvar, the text, the words. For the computer people here, the .txt file is Nidli Daresh.
Oh, yeah.
It has nothing to do, you have to be old school. Understand that. It has nothing to do with a particular physical.
Yeah.
If I have a printed Chumash or printed Megillah, it's not a kosher Sefer Torah, but I can make drushes. I'm a Tana, I can sit with a printed Chumash and make drushes. Says the Brisker. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. You know what's going on? Rambam understood that it's true that we're making two different comparisons with two different psukim, two different channels between Sefer Torah, between Torah and Megillah. But not between Sefer Torah and Megillah. He says, all the dinim that come from Yotes and related dinim, the Rambam refers to as Kis Sefer Torah. The ink that you use to fabricate a particular kosher document, physical document of Megillah, the parchment that you use, the way you bind it, that's Kis Sefer Torah. And that's a Drashan Daf Yotes. Sefer, the actual Sefer, the actual physical document. Divrei Shel V'Emes, Amita Shel Torah, the Rambam Rashi understand, means Torah, but not a kosher Sefer Torah, not a physical Sefer Torah. The other Drasha is saying that the words of Sefer Esther, so to speak, have certain qualities that are similar to the words of Sifrei Bereishis Shemot Vayikra Mitzvah. Two qualities. Number one, Sirtut, which the Gemara Gittin tells us, the Gemara Gittin suggests that you might sometimes need Sirtut even if you're not writing a whole Sefer. You're just writing a small chunk, an excerpt of Chumash might sometimes also require Sirtut. I am not making a kosher Sefer Torah. There's no din that if you write a couple of psukim of Chumash, you have to use klaf, you have to use yo. Of course not. But the Gemara does discuss, maybe you write an excerpt of Chumash, maybe you should need to do sirtut. What does that mean? That means that sirtut is not just a rule of how you make a kosher Sefer Torah. Sirtut is a rule about these words. These words require a certain presentation. And perhaps even a small amount of these words. Guys have pointed out before, sirtut allows your writing, enables your writing to be clean and neat and beautiful. So the words of Torah require that sort of beautiful, elegant presentation. And to present those words without sirtut is to present the words of Torah, even a few words of Torah, in an inelegant way that's inappropriate. There's nothing wrong with writing a few words of Torah on paper. You don't have to have cloth. Cloth is only necessary if you want to actually create that physical document of Sefer Torah. Ink is a function of a Sefer Torah. Parchment is an aspect of Sefer Torah. Tzvir Begidin is to create Sefer Torah. But Sirtut and Nitna Lehidaresh are not about making a Sefer Torah. It's a quality of the text itself. As Bishop pointed out, the Yerushalmi makes it very clear. We're not talking about, to use the Rambam's language, Divrei Shalom V'Emes is not for equating the physical Megillah to a Sefer Torah. It's about equating the words of Sefer Esther to Torah Asma, to Torah itself. He dropped the word Sefer. He dropped the word Sefer, talking about the essence, what it is, the text, as opposed to the physical document, that corresponds to this drasha versus that drasha. Daf Yotes, Sefer, means a physical document. Divrei Shel V'Emes means Sefer Torah, but not Sefer Torah, it means Torah. It's the text. We're comparing Megillah to the text of Chumash Kumash Torah. And again, that's why Kitz Sefer Torah is a language that Rambam uses when he wants to say the Sefer Torah, the physical document. Correct. Torah Atzma is when he's talking about the Torah itself, the text of Torah. And this is Miyashet clear, this is not the Sheet of Tosis. This is the Sheet of the Rambam, presumably Rashi as well, which Scrub suggests, is that yes, there are two psukim to compare to Torah. But that's because, if you like Sprach, there are two dinim in comparing to Torah. I keep comparing to the Sefer Torah, or I keep comparing to Torah Atma, comparing to how you fabricate, how you create the two physical documents. When I talk about the quality of the text, the quality of the content. So that's why I need two different drushes. Sefer is comparing the physical Megillah to the physical Sefer Torah, while Divrei, you need to think of the words, Sefer, is about the Sefer. Divrei Shalom Emes, words of Emes, that's content. And matter of fact, think about the Yerushalmi, right? Emes Kaneva Al Timkar. Emes Kaneva Al Timkar is only Torah learning from a Sefer Torah. How about if I learn from a priest of Chumash? How about if I learn Torah Shemal Peh? It's all included. MSK Baal Timkar is about Torah content, not a Torah, not a physical Sefer Torah. So number one,
in the 90 seconds that remain. So number one, the brisket rav is elegant. The pieces fit beautifully.
Yeah.
It's kedai to look inside. Kedai after. It's chazer. It's chazer the Rambam inside. Chazer the Rashi inside. And work your way through the brisket rav inside. It'll be effort, and it'll be worth the effort. The pieces line up very neatly. The Rambams line up gorgeously. The order of the Rambam is in the order of making it, but sirtut, although practically speaking, it's something you do in make a step in making a sefer Megillah, it's really something much more than merely making the physical, a kosher physical Megillah. And then I would turn your attention, I'll be glad to take questions afterwards, in the time that remains, to the following. To begin to think about the significance of this. There's not only I had biyukim and I have lumdus and now I have miyashim lakashas and everything works. It does. But now I want you to take a step back for a moment and consider the fact that according to Rashi and Rambam, what the Gemara is telling us is the following dichotomy. That when we think about Megillah vis-a-vis Sefer Torah, so sometimes it's fully like a Sefer Torah and sometimes it's somewhat like a Sefer Torah. In terms of the physical document, it's somewhat like a Sefer Torah. In terms of content, absolutely, with no hesitations, Ketorah Atzma, with no pushback of Igeris. In terms of physical document, it's half in and half out. In terms of Torah content, it's all in. And that might reflect, it's a poetry, visual poetry, because the Megillah was written at the end of the period of the writing of Torah Shabbosah. Megillah is written, as Gemara tells us in several Masechtos, right at the end of the period of Nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu really would have ended Nevuah already, but he allowed Nevuah to continue up until Chai Nezachar Malachi to come back and build the second Beis HaMikdash. This is right at the period where things are shifting, where as the Seder Olam presents, where the creative energy of Klal Yisrael is shifting from focusing primarily on Torah Shebichtav to writing new Sifrei Tanakh. Torah Shebaal Peh was being learned and transmitted, but for the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, the primary creative energy of Klal Yisrael is in creating Torah Shebichtav. Nevi'im were writing Sifrei Tanakh. From this point on, that we're going to continue to learn Tanakh, but the primary creative energy is going to be invested in Torah Shebaal Peh, both in darshaning dinim, discovering dinim d'oraisa and psukim, and in creating dinim d'rabbanan. The Asher Gneses Agdola, right after the story of Purim, Hamir Tamim Harbe Asu Siag LaTorah. That speaks to the Seder Olam says, Mishemesu Chagazachar Malachi Bat Nevuah. Chagazachar Malachi died within a few decades after the story of Purim. Nevuah is over. Mikan Be'elat Chat Ozna Chalashmon Dibachachom. From this point on, you want to turn your ear even more to hear the words of Torah Shebaal Peh, because that's where the primary action is going to be. And that, in turn, as Ritzada points out, corresponds to the shift in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga with us. So a more natural Hanhaga with less obvious Gilui Shechina, and without Nisim Gluyim, and without Nevuah. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma, that the Yitzhahara transmuted at that point from Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah, overtly spiritual experiential, to Yitzhar for Apikursus, which is intellectual. And those shifts all work hand in hand. And the Yitzhar Zelu Mazal Selakim, the Yitzhar change as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui to us changes. And Purim, we'll come back to this more later on, but Purim is about finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly, when he's in obvious. So, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just as much a part of our lives, even when he's not as obviously a part of our lives. And all that is captured in the lumdus and the visual of looking at a Megillah, which, in terms of being Torah Shebichtav, sort of half in and half out. Even we look and we see only one Isayim, and Mikradin, the Gidim, the Tfir Begidin, the physical document is only half like a Sefer Torah. It's almost like it's no longer, almost like a step away from Torah Shebichtav, but it's fully Torah. Ketorah Atzma with no hesitation. But it's no longer fully Kesefer. Like, it almost like visually captures the transition from the focus of Torah Shebichtav to focus of Torah Shebaal Peh,
the focus on Nevuah and Nisim Gluyim, the focus on remaining profoundly connected to Rebbe Shalom and to Rav Hashem, even when he's in obvious, in a non-Nevuah, non-Kisri HaKodesh type of setting. So that is a little bit of the Hashkafa and the history that flow from the Lundus and